Good morning. The number of migrants entering Spain irregularly by sea has jumped nearly 300% so far this month from the same period in 2023, with the vast majority arriving in the Canary Islands, so official data showed yesterday. The seven islands, around 100 kilometres off Africa's northwestern coast, have become the main destinations for migrants from Senegal and other African countries. A total of 3,658 entered by sea, most in fragile boats, between January the 1st and the 15th. That's up from 921 a year ago, so Interior Ministry data showed. Around 95% of those went to the Canary Islands, whilst the rest entered via the Balearic Islands or the mainland. The number of boats increased only marginally to 80 from 65, suggesting more overcrowded and dangerous voyages. 2023 was a record year for irregular migrant arrivals. Rights group Walking Borders said in its latest report that 6,618 migrants had died trying to reach Spain last year, with the Atlantic route to the Canary Islands being the deadliest. The government is to bring in a pioneering new app to stop children from accessing pornography online amid growing worldwide concern about minors viewing extreme content via phones or computers. It said yesterday it will pass a law to force firms that provide sexual content to make users submit some form of identity. Users will have to download the app, a QR code or a certificate that verifies their age using an ID card, a health or residence card, a driving permit or a passport to access websites without disclosing personal data to third parties. Criminals pretending to be underage to lure children will not be able to access the sites, as it will be impossible for them to register as minors. A government spokesman said the app would be pioneering in Europe. Half of children in both Spain and England have seen pornography by the time they turn 13, so researchers have found. The government yesterday approved a decree to ban the sale of flavoured heated tobacco products as part of efforts to discourage tobacco use, so the Health Ministry said. Heated tobacco products use heat to release nicotine from tobacco leaves, which does not set it on fire or burn it, therefore avoiding creating smoke. The increasingly popular alternative to conventional tobacco is often confused with e-cigarettes, which heat liquid that can contain nicotine but do not involve tobacco leaf. The decree also requires the packaging of heated tobacco products to display the same health warnings as other tobacco products. The use of flavours in other products such as cigarette filters and rolling papers has also been banned by the decree. And as of yesterday, the price of a standard cylinder of butane gas will rise by 5% and now costs €15.89, the second increase in price after six consecutive two-monthly decreases. The price of the butane cylinder is reviewed every 2 months by the government, and its rise or fall depends on the cost of raw materials on the international markets, as well as the cost of freight and the evolution of the euro-dollar exchange rate. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.